Comparative religion is an aspect of the humanities that offers critical insights into the human experience. In recognition of the upcoming holidays, we turn to the Institute for Christian and Jewish Studies for a two-part series reflecting on Mary's visit to her cousin Elizabeth prior to giving birth and the Magnificat, Mary's Song of Praise. ICJS is a nonprofit that addresses the contemporary challenges of religious pluralism. In today's segment, Dr. Heather Miller-Rubens, Roman Catholic scholar at the Institute for Christian and Jewish Studies, contemplates Mary's spiritual journey.
Next week, Christians around the world will celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. As a Roman Catholic, a scholar, and as a mother, the joys of Christmas include reflections on Mary, the mother of Jesus. What did Mary think? What did she feel about her pregnancy and about the baby? In the Gospels, Mary is silent on the day of Jesus' birth. To find Mary's voice in the Christmas story, we must go back to the days before the birth. In Luke's Gospel, the young, unwed Mary had just been visited by the angel Gabriel and told of her impending motherhood. Incredulous, she asked the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" Gabriel gave a mysterious response to her direct question. He replied, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you." Gabriel continued, "And now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren, for nothing will be impossible with God." Mary rushed to see Elizabeth. The meeting between these two unlikely mothers, called the Visitation in Christian tradition, is a purely joyful one. The baby in Elizabeth's womb, the yet-to-be-born John the Baptist, leapt upon hearing Mary's voice, and Elizabeth exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." In response, Mary offers a joyous song of praise, known as the Magnificat. She says, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants forever." Once Mary speaks, her voice is naturally a Jewish voice. Her prayer is deeply rooted in the forms, words, and images of her Jewish community, echoing the Psalms as well as Hannah's prayer found in the Book of Samuel. Mary's Magnificat has a proud place within Christian piety. When you spend time with this prayer, its ubiquity in Christian piety is understandable. The joy of this prayer is infectious. When we wonder this Christmas how Mary felt about her pregnancy and about her God, we can turn to the song of praise that she sang to her cousin. In the warm embrace of female friendship, Mary was able to openly sing her song of Christmas joy.
Learn more about the upcoming courses and workshops, such as the Kabbalah and the Art of Jewish Mysticism, at icjs.org. The Maryland Humanities Council is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities, such as literature and comparative religion, that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. I'm Phoebe Stein, Executive Director of the Maryland Humanities Council for WYPR, your NPR news station.